The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Happy 4th of July, everyone. Happy summertime. I think it's so wonderful the way Americans are really just all getting together and loving each other and having a good time. Everybody is so pleasant and so happy to be celebrating our 250th birthday together. All the people that I encounter, all the people that want to come to the boardwalk, you know, want to come to the beach, want to come to all the free concerts. Of course, we're celebrating with 30 free concerts and we're just getting started. And one of them is Jersey Gumbo, the most delicious of all the free concerts. On the 13th of July, it is so great to tell you the boardwalk is back and the boardwalk is beautiful at Kennedy Plaza. The mayor's office, the city did a great job, public works, engineering, Atlantic City Police Department. We're so grateful to them for being these people on the street over there and at the Creta. They love what we do, and we're very grateful. You know, we had a tremendous opening concert. Anna Popovic was so good. On her way to Australia in the next couple of days, back in L.A. now, and she was at the Saratoga Jazz Festival, right? 2 days before she was in Atlantic City at our gig, you know, which, and she came in for a couple of days and really enjoyed Atlantic City. Loved the beach and Tony's Baltimore Grill, where we have them sponsor and help us to feed our musicians. But this Wednesday is Tab Benoit. And, you know, for those of you who may not be familiar, he is a major star. Probably one of the top, absolutely one of the top five names in Louisiana music, especially if you're into power, blues, rock, I like to call it swamp metal, very swampy, led the Voice of the Wetlands All-Stars with Cyril Neville and even Dr. John was in that band, and so many greats, Johnny Vidakovich, Johnny Sansone, so many great people Tab has worked with. He is tremendously popular. It will be a big night. Bring your chairs. If anybody talks to you about coming to the boardwalk in Atlantic City, they took the benches out, but we're putting in 200 chairs, but that's not even close to enough. So bring your chairs. It's going to start with a really hip group called Sergeant Splendor, a duo. It's called Alt Funk. It sounds really funky and cool. But then by 8, don't get there after 8 o'clock if you want to see Tab, because Tab's going to hit around 8 o'clock. And he's going to do 90 minutes, and we're really excited. This is one of the biggest shows of the summer, one of the absolute – I don't think you're going to find too many more. Of course, if you do, they're the ones we're doing, you know, on the boardwalk, on the beach for free. Tab Benoit, this Wednesday, you'll really enjoy it if you want to hear the sound of the swamps as it translates into powerful blues rock, Tab Benoit. And next week on Wednesday the 15th, it's a double banger with no less than Shamika Copeland, 5-time Grammy nominated soul blues queen of Chicago, Chicago's queen of the blues. And with her will be the incredible Soul Project NOLA. This is a serious uptown New Orleans funk band, previously Walter Wolfman Washington's band. And they are also going to be headlining Jersey Gumbo on the 13th of July. And that's only believe it or not, a week from Monday, starting at 3 o'clock. And my my first guest is making gumbo. My second guest is playing Charlie Wygo, who has many bands. Last night did a great job. It's in the extreme heat out there on the beach for the city of Summers Point in promoting their 4th of July celebration. But Charlie Wygo is a total pro, dead reckoning. We're going to talk all about him. Now, first, we're going to talk about gumbo. But man does not live by gumbo alone. Neither does woman. I had some old girlfriends who would have really made sure I said woman after that, man. Anyway, we want to thank all of you for supporting everything that we're doing, this radio show and all the shows. And with all our energy, we're trying so hard to give you all so much. And it's not too late to contact us at TonyMarkPresents@gmail.com. TonyMarkPresents@gmail.com. We're finishing the sponsorships in Summers Point. We have to go out to the community and look for some sponsors in Atlantic City on Down Beach because of the need for a little additional funding to do these shows in Summers Point. I want to invite, these shows in Atlantic City on the boardwalk. They are expensive. They are major headliners. And I also want to invite everybody to Hawkins Cove. That's the Tony Mark All-Stars and one of their original bands, Hawkins Cove. Every Tuesday night, 6:30 to 10 on the deck at Golden Nugget. Thanks to Kenny Adams, Golden Nugget is now another one of our sponsors. And they are being very generous in terms of helping us with rooms. I want to thank Golden Nugget for jumping on board with us and Kenny Adams, especially. We love the deck. And you can see Hawkins Cove there on Tuesday nights, Red on Monday nights, and the great Dane Anthony Band, who killed it on the beach. We got 100 compliments when Dane Anthony played. You can see him every Sunday night at the deck. At Golden Nugget in the marina in Atlantic City. One thing that I want to say, I'm going to say as much as I can in the next week, and that is 5 free headline concerts to bring world-class rock stars to Summers Point in the next 5 weeks. The way it turned out, we have 5 weeks in a row with every week of the free legacy concerts on the beach in Summers Point being headline rock stars. This, the 10th coming up, Dead Zepp, which is the beautiful, creative, dead, Grateful Dead Led Zeppelin medleys with both the great, great Waynard Schiller, who played with the Jerry Garcia family with Bob Weir. I mean, you know, top of the line. And Jaden Lehman, the young guitarist who now plays with O'Teal, formerly the Allman Brothers, actually Allman Brothers bassist, actually so great that he was invited on stage with John Mayer and Dead & Company. This is the real deal, young rock star. And then in 2 weeks, we have one of the greatest rock and roll performers and composers in the world, the great John Cafferty and Beaver Brown. The Eddie and the Cruisers composer, John, will be on the show with us in just a little while. King George Porter, King George of the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival 2026, original meter, Lifetime Achievement Award, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Lifetime Awards, Grammy. It just goes on and on with John Papa Gross, and that'll be a night of music from the Meters, from George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, from Levon Helm, from Alan Toussaint, from Billy Preston and the Beatles. That is really fun stuff, hearing that and Dr. John. That's a New Orleans party, the 22nd and the 24th on the beach. Mitch Ryder, 17 hits, 3 gold records. That's an incredible show to see Mitch at 80 years old. Sit there and he sings them all. And the Tony Mart All-Stars are spectacular, as always. Mitch Ryder on the 31st of July on the beach. And the last of the five rock star headliners is the Weaklings. And they have been with so many people. They are the total pros, from Styx, ELO, Max Weinberg's Jukebox, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. They are Beatles music and Beatles-esque music. All right. Man does not live by gumbo alone. Neither does woman. Today we have one of the great signature chefs of South Jersey on the line. We interviewed him a couple of weeks ago because I love him and his food so much. But I just want to thank him for being a gumbo chef and invite everybody to get really smart this weekend, yesterday, today, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can go to the Golden Pyramid, relax, enjoy yourself, make a reservation, and eat some of the finest food being creatively composed by a great signature chef at the Golden Pyramid in Mays Landing. Mohammed, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Carmen. I appreciate it for inviting me in, and I thank you so much for the really good comment. I appreciate all that your client and good people listening. I appreciate you all.
The marsala sauce on that 1-pound veal chop was out of control, Mohammed. Best veal chop marsala I think I might have ever had in my life, okay? And that delicate Mediterranean-style chicken soup, I could taste the roast chicken flavor along with all the other spices. You are a master. Talk to us about what you're doing over there.
Yes, I do a lot of fresh herb mix with the soup, and I create something a little different. Like the soup you have lemony taste plus,
right.
You have a dill mix with it, so it give you a different flavor, and it's a very signature dish. I have the soup, especially the chicken soup. I have the Egyptian
tremendous
chicken soup,
and people can get a full dinner, including that soup, or sometimes you're making gumbo, and sometimes you're making other soups, and that's included for $25, $30, $35. They get a full dinner with appetizers, huge amounts of sides, and your choice of soup or salad. It's a tremendous value.
Yes, and I have 3 soup, 1 vegetarian, and 1 usually chicken, and 1 seafood. So I usually have a crab bisque or whatever seafood gumbo and any kind of a chicken soup and vegetarian for the vegetarian people, and all come for free with the meal. And the meal, you also get the 3 kind of dip free. You eat it with a pita bread, so it's a signature dish. You know?
And they are all masterful, flavorful, unique, original creations. Everything that goes on that table is world class. And I want people to know they need to reserve and get out there, because the places on the water are too crowded on 4th of July weekend. But you can call the Golden Pyramid and relax and enjoy yourself. You have a full bar, and you make people happy. Plus, they can talk to the chef. They can ask for things that they want, just like you were in a major, major restaurant with a famous chef, because they are. They're in the Golden Pyramid with Mohammed.
And I also tell Cindy to invite the people to come in the back, say hi to me, and I juice them up to all my food and all my equipment and all the way I work. And I always invite anybody to come in and to watch the operation in the back when I'm cooking and enjoy it up the way I, you know, present everything together, one man gang, you know?
When I was looking at the menu, I noticed that you had a dish that caught my attention because it featured your saffron sauce. And I want to talk about that, but the dish, and I'm going to have this the next time I come out, is the rolled veal stuffed with, what is it, crab meat?
Crab meat, veal a la Neptune. Veal a la Neptune, that's the king of the sea. So I got the veal and the king of the meat, and I got the crab meat stuffing with rolled with veal, look like a bruschetta, like the Italian do, you know, with the beef. But this is a stuffing with a crab meat.
Brajol, like the Italians do brajol. And like the Germans do rouladen. We get it.
Yes. And also, the topping I made like a lobster saffron sauce. I soak my saffron, and I make like a Newberg sauce, and I add the saffron in it, and I finish it up with a coconut in it. So it's like the taste have a good combination of Thailand and the seafood taste, you know? So it's like something unique.
Is world class lobster based saffron sauce. You use it in a lot of dishes, a lot of
I use it on a stuffed mushroom. I use it in a lot of dishes, stuffed salmon. I use the topping for stuffed salmon, stuffed flounder, stuffed chicken. So you know, it's a good sauce. Go with all kind of seafood, and also just give them a knock the flavor out. Bring everything up to the top when you taste it. You know,
phenomenal. What about the lamb? What about and I love your beef. I love your paella. I love your seafood fra diabolo. You are so great.
And the lamb is a signature dish. It's really good stuff. I have a good rack of lamb. You get eight of them, the whole rack, and also cook perfecto to order. I cook the whole rack on a grill, and I cut it up, and I put it up on a grill again with season. I rub rosemary, thyme, or pesto, and the way I cook it, that's like an open flame, open fire, and the taste is a really outstanding this way.
Wow. It's so good.
And I also have another one, shish kebab. I cook it on a grill also. And I also I have the lamb stew. If somebody like Harvey heavy stuff, his lamb stew is one of the good items. I remember Ed Herzl, God bless him, you know, rest him in peace. He used to love this dish.
I want that. I haven't had your lamb stew. What do you do with that, Muhammad?
Well, lamb is too. I cut up. I get the leg of lamb. I trim it up with all the good trim. And I give 1 pound away. I marinate it, and I put it on a grill. Cook it on a grill halfway. And after, put sauce on it, and I bake it in the oven. That's how the lamb is too is.
We're gonna get
process,
that.
But delicious process.
I'm coming out, Mohammed. I'll be out soon.
My man.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
I have great musicians, and I have a true rock star. You got to get out of the way for one of the greatest rock stars.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Listen,
I appreciate you,
Mohammed.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming and making gumbo.
Thank you so much.
Call the Golden Pyramid and reserve from 4 to 9, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, right?
Thank you. Yes. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, buddy.
We love you. Thank you, Mohammed.
I love you too, man. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, man. The food is so great. It's such a great experience, and it's relaxed. And Cindy, his wife, is there taking care of you. I can't say enough good things, except I'll say one thing, and that is support this chef. Because like Nancy and I, you know, I will say the same thing. You don't miss your water till the well runs dry. Think about it. You know, I'm celebrating my 70th birthday. Everybody's invited. We'll have more details on that one. Anyway, is Charlie Weigo ready to roll? All right. It's my honor and privilege to introduce someone who has been really meaningful, very important in the local music scene. And he has several bands. He has Barely Stone that's going to appear in 2 weeks on the beach in Summers Point. He has New Jersey British Invasion that performed last night on the beach. And he's got Dead Reckoning, which is going to help us digest all the gumbo. Charlie, tell us how long you've been a part of the scene and what it means to you to be the Grateful Dead guy in South Jersey.
Well, Dead Reckoning's been doing it now 13 or 14 years. Honestly, I don't even remember. It's been a while, but I've been a professional musician for over 30 years. But being a part of this South Jersey music scene, I mean, the people, so amazing, and you know, like so many great local venues, and it's just, you know, I'm just grateful to be able to be a part of this, and you know, to share my love for the Grateful Dead's legacy. And, yes. And a side note, I think I need some lamb stew now after that last caller.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that. No, I was just saying that after that last caller, I really have a hankering for some of that lamb stew. It sounded delicious.
Yeah, you're right. It's fantastic. Everything's fantastic out there. But I want to ask you your opinion about the Grateful Dead phenomenon. Why do you think it's so unbelievably popular across the board?
You know, a lot of people have differing opinions, but my personal take on it is because it's just such an inclusive scene where, you know, there's no judgments. You know, people can dance weird or not dance at all. You know, people can wear a suit. People can wear a tie-dye. Some people wear nothing or virtually nothing. And, you know, the music itself seems to transcend time and space, where it's when it's actually happening in the good jams, it almost takes you to a different place, and
right.
You know, and everybody really, you know, wants to listen to live music, to be taken somewhere, and the Grateful Dead definitely take you places.
Well, it does, I think, provide a lot of space for you artists to be able to do your virtuosity, your solos. I mean, you have a great guitar player. I was enjoying him last night, watching him. It's an opportunity for everybody to, you know, to feel the music and show people what they can do with the music, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and there's so many different bands and perform the Grateful Dead's music. I mean, there's got to be the most tribute bands to the Grateful Dead of any band that I'm aware of. You know, maybe excepting the Beatles. It really is a type of music where it leaves it open to their personal interpretations, where, you know, there's a bluegrass Grateful Dead, there's a reggae Grateful Dead, you know, there's all these different iterations, and it kind of all, you know, fits.
Yes. Well, you're going to do some things when you appear on the beach in 2 weeks on the 17th. And that's 7 o'clock, by the way. 7 o'clock sharp, Dead Reckoning presents Barely Stoned, which is a tribute mostly to the Rolling Stones, but also some Grateful Dead, too, I understand. On Charlie?
No, it's actually a 50-50 mashup. What we've done is we've combined my personal two favorite bands, the Grateful Dead and the Rolling Stones, and you know, it'd be a Dead song, a Stone song, a Dead song, a Stone song, and you know, right. we're not really leaning into the deep cuts of the Grateful Dead catalog that Dead Reckoning really kind of is well known for. We're sticking to the bangers that everybody knows, the radio songs, right. The hits, the ones right. That get people up and dancing.
That's fantastic, and you know, it's funny, this Friday we have a band that does that with Led Zeppelin and Grateful Dead. So, you know, I hear the people. They want to hear all of these kinds of derivations and variations and all of the, you know, for people like you and Waynard Schiller and Dead Zepp, you are, you know, the arrangers. You are the musical directors. You take the music and you take us to the creative places. You will not see me present some schmaltzy guys with costumes on. That's not what we're about. You know, same thing with the Weaklings. When they come out, they're doing their own songs that sound like the Beatles along with the Beatles. You know what I'm saying, Charlie?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I've heard those guys. They're terrific. And as far as Dead Zepp, Waynard is a terrific musician, and you guys are going to have a great show.
And he says the same thing about you. I want the people out there listening to know that everyone that I talk to about producing shows with Charlie Wygo says the same thing. Great guy. And God bless you. You're so respected. Tell us about what you have for us at Gumbo. We're going to do Gumbo. And we have a special guest too at Gumbo.
Yeah, we do. We actually just did a rehearsal with the indomitable Malcolm Tent, and he's going to be laying down some old style Zydeco squeeze box, and we're going to be accompanying him. A couple of guys from the band are going to be, myself and a couple of guys from the band will be accompanying him on his little set, and we're really excited because I've been a fan of Malcolm's for quite some time now.
That's going to be very, very cool. Let me acquaint people to what's happening. 3:00, the Gumbo starts. You're tasting gumbo from 3 to 6. The only thing you pay to taste gumbo. That's how we pay for the whole festival and the prizes. $1,000 first prize, $500 People's Choice Award prize. The parking is free. The admission is free otherwise, no charge. And we have like 3 or 4, well, let's just count them. We have you, Dead Reckoning, and all your variations. And you're going to do all kinds of different things like we just talked about. We have Soul Project NOLA, which is the New Orleans band I brought up for this year. I always bring a New Orleans band up. And then Malcolm Tent, and then the Plaid Salmon Horns, who are going to play some of that traditional jazz. And the second line, they're going to actually dance around and go through the crowd with the trombone, trumpet, and saxophone, the Plaid Salmon Horns. All of that is free from 3:30 in the afternoon until 10:30 at night. And you're going to be central to it. I can't believe, Charlie, that we have so many opportunities. I'm so happy that we're going to be working.
I'm grateful for the opportunity. And those Plaid Salmon Horns guys, they're terrific. So I can't wait to see that.
The kids are really good. So what do you got for us at Jersey Gumbo? You got Grateful Dead.
We have two sets, and it's going to be Grateful Dead, Rolling Stones, all the hits, all the songs that you know and love that have been known and loved for decades by millions of people. Right. And, you know, we're going to, you know, we think we do these songs justice, and, you know, we're really looking forward to that and getting our jam on and having some delicious gumbo and, you know, being a part of this amazing project that you put on. And, you know, a side note, I just want to say, I mean, like, just thank you so much for doing what you've done for so long for the local community down here.
Thank you, Charlie. I'm so glad to have you as a part of it. And let's not forget, we're going to have a little Zydeco also at Jersey Gumbo.
Thank
for
you,
for sure. Yeah, the Zydeco is going to be cool. I can't wait to get a jam on with Malcolm Ted. He's a character.
Yeah, we want to invite everybody. You know, the point is always got a cool breeze. So especially in the around 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, it'll be comfortable and wonderful. And we'll, you know, the vibe is so cool because we have great people like Charlie Wygo and his great bands and all those guests. God bless you, Charlie. We love you.
Thank you so much, Carmen.
We'll see you on the 13th.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it. Thank you so much once again. And enjoy yourself.
Thanks for doing this interview.
You know, all right. Happy July 4th, everyone.
Happy July 4th, everyone. Thank you so much. You know, we're just very, very excited about what's happening at both venues. This Jersey thing, the Summers Point, you know, if you look at that schedule, there's no big grants there. We are out there right now fighting. I call it hand-to-hand combat. In the next few days, you know, after the weekend, of course, Monday, Tuesday, we have to put that big sign up. And we're working with a lot of people that hopefully will give us a little here and a little there. If you're doing well or you know somebody is doing well, they can become a title sponsor for $5,000, puts you up on the top of the banner in Summers Point and allows you to put a big banner up at a place where we can fit it. We got a lot of people down there. But, you know, the crowds are not overwhelming. They're impressive, but they're not overwhelming. So we don't call it the Legacy Concerts on the beach in Summers Point for nothing. And we're right on that street where that Chevy pulled up and Michael Paré got out. It should have been John Cafferty getting out of the car because he wrote all the music. But it was Michael Paré, and he said, "Tell Tony Eddie and the Cruisers are here." John, are you with us, brother?
Hey, buddy. How you doing, Tom?
Oh, talk about love. There is no greater love than we have for you and our dearly departed friend, Tunes, Michael Tunes and Tunes. Some of the greatest times of our lives we've had together. Right, JC?
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Tunes, his eyes just lit up at the mention of your name, man. He loved you. And, you know, And you made him feel like the king of the world on that. I'll tell you what.
Right.
You know, all the events that you did, not only with JC and the BBB, but, you know, all the events that you did with Tunes as one of the stars of the Eddie and the Cruisers. Boy, he just, you know,
right.
I mean,
Billy,
you just.
Billy Walton always was
man.
We did a fundraiser for him in a parking lot at Josie Kelly's because he needed all that oral surgery. Remember?
Oh boy, I know. It was a journey, you know, like the past few years. But he made it all the way back. You know, there was a time when he was worried that he wouldn't be able to play again, and he not only played again, but he played again like magically, magnificently, and you know, we got to have him on the last album that we did together on Sound of Waves, and there's just some great tributes to, you know, his magical ability on that saxophone.
Day in the Sun, right? Do I have that?
Oh, no, man, Day in the Sun is a song called Loveland that he's like, you know, just unbelievable. And, of course, the title track, Sound of Waves, the sound of his horn will just break your heart.
Wow. Just a tremendous. Now, people can get that CD in a lot of places, and they should get that CD because you're going to come and party with us on the 17th of July.
Oh, man. We can't wait. You know, like, you know, the spirit of the music that has brought that community together is still it's still going, and you know, we're so thrilled to be able to come down and see all our friends down there, especially you and Nancy. you know, who's been treating us like family and feeding us like family. Thank you. Both of you, we so appreciate you guys. Love you.
For a long time, JC, you know how much we will always do it. As I've said to you before, we'll do this as long as we can do it, right?
Hey, why not?
Right, why not?
What's better than this, right?
I understand that the album is critically acclaimed. I hear nothing but good things about that sound. You have done what great artists can do. You took your sounds from 40 years ago and replicated them into great new music. That's a tribute to you as a composer and a musical artist.
Well, thank you for saying. You know, we so appreciate, you know, the opportunities that we've been given. We've had, you know, sort of a unique career in that, you know, some of our most successful music, you know, came out of the mouths of actors lip syncing us on a movie screen. which, you know, I mean, it got the music out there, but it didn't necessarily get a band out there who wrote and performed, you know, a 3 million selling album. So we've had a unique career in that, you know. But, you know, we're the guys who did it. We're the guys who wrote it. We not only wrote it, but we performed it. So that's us. When you're watching Eddie and the Cruises, you may be looking at somebody else, but what you're hearing is our talent.
Right. The only real rock star in Eddie and the Cruisers is gone forever. God rest his soul. Let's talk about some of these movies. You are really sought after as a composer for movie songs and compositions, and that's an ultimate respect. I know the Stallone family loves you. You've done work for them several times, right?
Well, yeah. We went down there. We were down there with you. And you know, him and Sly and his brother Frank were up in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock, and we literally played the show in Summers Point, and you know, you allowed us to go on early so that we could run up and play a half hour in front of Frank Stallone, and you know, we had Sly introducing us and all that. It was tremendous.
And Rocky Five, is that the one that you did for them?
I did a song in Rocky Four. There's the movie where he fights the Russian and you know, climbs the mountain and you know all of that. So it's a song called Hearts on Fire, and it was right on an album that was very successful. I mean, it sold like over 2 million copies. And, you know, he loved that song. He put it in the movie like 3 times. It was in the scene, with the workout scene where he ends up, you know, running up the mountain. And, you know, they put it in the end of the fight scene, and they put it over the end credits of the movie. Incredible. And, you know, it's funny because I was in the studio with him, and he's stood like literally 4 feet away from me when I sang that song. So, you know, talk about pressure.
I love
it. It was good. You know, he liked it. He wanted that sound, you know. And
right. you always do it too. Oh, you do it almost every show, right? That song.
Well, we have been, absolutely. It's you know, it's on our greatest hits record, which is now which is now digitally available through Sony again, through Sony Records. John Caffrey and the Beaver Bomb Band's greatest hits, back on a major label, Sony. And it originally came out on Iconic Classic, but now Sony picked it up. So, but Hearts on Fire is like one of the most popular streaming songs from our greatest hits record. I mean, it's right up there with Dark Side.
Wow. You know, John, that's just, what else? Let's just throw one more out there. You got a couple of songs that are really prevalent in movies and Hollywood. What else can you share with us?
Well, you know, our new favorite song of yours, that song Day in the Sun, I remember when we put that record out, you called me up and said, I can't even believe this song. I love this. It's so classic. It sounds like it's already on the radio. It's a throwback to, you know, that music that we all grew up with and loved, you know. It sounds like it's right out of the 60s. And, you know, that was in a movie called Ricky Stenicki by Peter Farrelly. One of the famous Farrelly brothers from Rhode Island. He put it in a movie. It plays over the end titles of the film. And coincidentally, Peter is making a movie called I Play Rocky, which is a movie about the making of Rocky. It's like how Sly, you know, he wrote this movie script. And he went to the film companies, and, you know, they wanted to take the script off him and get another actor to play it. And he just, like, held his ground and said, I play Rocky. And that's the name of the film by Peter Farrelly. So it's a very small world, you know.
Now, Day in the Sun is available everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon,
it's everywhere you go. I mean, it's even on your iPhone, you know. Everybody's got it. You know, everybody wants a Day in the Sun, so it's one of the classic summer songs, and you know, in our repertoire. So, and there's a bunch of them on that new album, Sound of Waves, and there's a song called Loveland, which, you know, I would encourage any fan of tunes to listen to, because it's, I mean, he's, you know, you listen to him play and he's right on par with all the great sax players of all times with that one. I mean, he's right up there with King Curtis Jr., Walker, Clarence Clemens, I mean, the whole nine yards. So, I mean, you got to listen to it. It's called Loveland, which is on the Sound of Waves record.
Right. Sound of Waves is the name of the album. Sound of Waves, right?
Yeah. Got a beautiful picture of the beach that I grew up on. We play a club down there called the Ocean Mist, which is, it's right on the ocean. Just like, you know, just like playing at Summers Point. I mean, you're just right out there, right? And right where it all comes from. I mean, that's the inspiration for so much of this music.
That's why I always refer you as one of the greatest East Coast rock stars. You are one of the greatest East Coast rock stars.
I think you might be biased.
You are it, man. And I just want to ask you about the cuts. Can people get the CD so you can autograph it if they bring it to the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I think we're probably going to bring some CDs down there.
Oh, good.
And also, you know, I think they can get them on Amazon. Amazon has the CDs.
Okay.
Or you can go to the website, you know, johncafferty.com.
That's what we want to do, everybody. John, you know, I can't thank you enough for being with us. You know how much we love you. And, last night I said to myself, oh, my God, I didn't interview Cafferty. What the hell is with me?
I'm glad we got a chance to talk. My beautiful wife, Terry Lee, and I went out to see fireworks at the beach last night. Because I got this weekend off, because I've been traveling like the past. We've been on tour with John Waite throughout from early spring right up until now. Actually, we're going up to California next week with him. And then I got a few shows coming up with Rick Springfield and, you know, JC and the BBB. We're out there playing like there's no tomorrow, you know. So we're just having fun with it. We're trying to keep the spirit of this thing going. And, you know, no one would love that more than tunes, you know. He wanted us to keep going.
Everybody.
So
we love you. Give my best to Gary Guitar. We will see you in 2 weeks, brother. Thank you.
All right, man. You might love the man.
Happy 4th of July, John Cafferty, one of the greatest in the world. One of the greatest rock stars we have, John Cafferty. Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. I love you so much. USA, USA. Here we go, man. Love you.
Right. Go get that album on Amazon and listen to how great they still are and hear tunes like he was right here with us. God rest his soul. Thank you. We want to thank the Circle Liquor Store. We haven't had much time to talk about it today, but, you know, the people there are so wonderful, and they make you feel so good. It is the place to get ready to let the good times roll. They have everything there. They have the huge selection of cocktails in a can. You know, they have all these great wines, an unbelievable selection of summer craft beers, and the local and regional brews, the national micro brews. I mean, they got it all. And if they don't have it, ask for Jordan, the craft beer guy, and he'll take care of you. Or talk to JM, the big guy. He'll take care of you. And, of course, the wine master himself, the great Chet Malloy. It's, you know, one of the real privileges and honors of my life to be able to work so closely with Chet Malloy and enjoy all the things that he has for us. Right now, they've got over 40 of the rosés from the south of France, the Provençal is Italian. French is, my French is lousy. In English, it's Provençal. Provence. In French, it's Provence. Sorry, I got it, finally. You know, these are some of the finest wines you can drink in the summertime. And they've got a huge selection at all different price points. And, you know, the sparkling wines, always the chilled Belcasal. And I want to mention again, a perfect host or hostess gift is the Villarnou Cava from Barcelona. If you don't remember Villarnou, just go in and ask the guys for that Cava, that sparkling wine from Barcelona with the fancy bottle. Because the bottle is a collector's item, because it's designed in the motif of the architecture of Barcelona as created by the world great Antonio Gaudí. And it just makes a very cool conversation piece, and the wine is damn good. It's a good medium dry cava. Well, you know, and of course, Barcelona is one of the places in the world for cava, just like Provence is one of the places in the world for rosé and sparkling rosés. And, you know, back here in the USA, well over 200 bourbons and the single malt scotches from Scotland and the tequilas. There's like a whole aisle of tequilas. Tequilas are the rage. And Circle Liquor has an astounding selection, and they will get you the age, the añejo, the reposado. I live in Tucson. I know all about that stuff. And, you know, I can't say enough good things about Circle Liquor Store. It is probably the best independent liquor store in the world. Certainly, it is the best in the state of New Jersey. It's an experience. It's a wonderful time. It's open from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m. So if you're hanging out before dinner, after dinner is great because it's not as crowded. You can slide in there and enjoy some of those wonderful things. Like I said, the Belcasal Prosecco is already chilled for you. And all, you know, it's just an immense inventory. It's a cozy little store with a huge inventory, the best of both worlds, much more than these big, drafty, inhumane kind of box stores that have people there that don't even know what the hell's in the store. This is the quality experience, and we want to thank them for being sponsors of this show. We're truly grateful to Chet and to the lovely and wonderful Jeanette Gemza. We also want to thank Rich Gerber. We're hoping Rich Gerber, Rich, if you're out there listening, any of Rich's friends, tell him we want him at the Gumbo Festival to hang out with Kenny Jaeger and the gang. You know, you can get your own private cabana for the Gumbo Festival with a $250 donation. You know, we're putting out thousands of dollars for entertainment, as usual. Of course, The Point is helping us with that one. And we want to thank them. The Point Nightclub is a presenting sponsor of the Legacy Concerts on the Beach in Summers Point. It's the place to go and enjoy live entertainment with a beautiful, beautiful breeze on the bay. Also, we want to thank Caroline's for being out there today. Dr. Phil. Somebody call Dr. Phil and tell him you heard about him on the radio. He'll be at Caroline's. But The Point co-produces this event with us, and we put out thousands of dollars for it. So if you want to be a VIP cabana sponsor, I know that Kenny Jaeger is going to be one, and the ERCO and Sure Storage people. And we want Rich Gerber. Rich Gerber is the expert in so much of what we call MIGAs and structured multi-year guaranteed annuities and so much else. And all you have to do is give him a call. He has, it's no obligation. He wants to talk about you, your needs, your family in terms of long-term care planning, steady income blueprint for your future, annuities for both income or growth or both, IRA and pension expertise, planning for retirement or planning how you extend your retirement, tax smart income strategies, market volatility planning. Certainly there's plenty of that. And as Rich says, I can help you put all those pieces together. And let's not forget Medicare. He's certified in Medicare transitional insurance. He is one of the great people that is a part of the Tony Mart family. And we're very grateful to him. Rich Gerber, 653-9101. 609-653-9101. Right in on Central Avenue in Lynnwood. And we want to thank everyone and invite you all. Please contact us at TonyMartPresents@gmail.com. You can order shirts, but more importantly, you can volunteer to be a sponsor. We're taking sponsors in Atlantic City because we extended and we went way beyond. We went beyond what the CRDA gave us because we're doing 5 Monday night shows. Everybody should remember that. 5 Monday night shows. We call it Lundi Gras, which is French for Monday. We love you all. Happy 4th of July. We will be back on the beach next Friday night, the 10th, with the great Dead Zepp and Jaden Lehman. Until that time, everybody, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.